But yes, so it stood there vacant and in very bad condition for a period of time.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm looking for all of those memories. And
and
you know, if you're listening and you have just a, you know, just a little memory, a short memory, just a little blip in time or something, don't think that that's so small that I would not be interested in. I certainly would. I'm interested in the little memories. I'm interested in the long memories. And what we'll be able to do is weave all this together like a tapestry and create a really nice history of the home.
Yeah.
And I want to get those memories before the people that have the memories are gone. I would take anything, but mostly what I'm looking for is just the memories. You can jot them down on a piece of paper and mail them to me. You can email them to me. I'm really looking forward to what people will have to say. For instance, I had had a gentleman, I had found something in the house. This was maybe like 13 years ago or something. And there was a news article about it. And this elderly gentleman, he lived out on the West Coast and had seen this article, you know, probably on the internet or whatever. And he called me and he said, you know, he said, when I was a little boy in the 1940s, my family lived in that house. And he told me, you know, what it was like to live there. He told me that in the winter, that house was so cold that they would close off every room but two. So all winter long, they would just occupy two rooms, the entire family.
Wow.
And he said it was all they could do to afford the coal to heat two rooms.